You're listening to SBS News.
For the past 35 years, Tony Cranny has been volunteering with the St Vincent de Paul Society, visiting people in their homes, providing company, and helping to buy food and pay the bills. The 60-year-old is so passionate about the people he helps that even a pandemic couldn't stop him.
I had good health and took the normal precautions, you know, the 1.5 distance, the mask wearing, in some cases where it was at greater risk, wasn't so much worried about myself. I really felt it was a time that we had to step up. But look after each other, so our normal companions / clients, but also each other.
But with a volunteer workforce made up of older Australians, COVID took a big toll on the St Vincent de Paul Society. The charity's New South Wales CEO, Jack de Groot, says they closed down their shops as well as other services.
Well, we had to close down so much activity, so it was both our initiative to close down to keep people safe as well as people stepping back. But say our homelessness shelter at Matt Talbot in Sydney City, there are about 600 volunteers there. We saw about 400 of them withdraw pretty much in a two-week period.
Volunteering Australia has just released research finding that organisations are yet to recover from COVID-19. The CEO of Volunteering Australia, Mark Pearce, says that one in every 10 people who were volunteering before the pandemic are yet to return to work.
There are still restrictions, and for those people who are in vulnerable groups, they're not necessarily returning to the volunteering that they were involved in previously. We certainly see that issues around the casualisation of the workforce and people's available time is impacting their ability to volunteer again.
The nationwide trend of having one out of every 10 volunteers drop out of unpaid work is being seen at the St Vincent de Paul Society. New South Wales CEO Jack de Groot again.
The drop in volunteers varied, but around 10% dropped away. So we've got about 13,000 now in total. We had basically closer to 15,000.
Mr. de Groot says the charity has been left with fewer volunteers right when they are facing an increased demand as COVID sees more Australians struggling financially.
For the first time in many people's lives, they've experienced unemployment. And for the first time, businesses were going out of activity. People were laid off. Sure, there were the JobKeeper and JobSeeker payments, but people all of a sudden had to readjust, and this was new to them. And they didn't have the incomes that they'd had previously. So their needs were from food to assistance with rental bills.
Volunteering Australia is seeing a trend across the nation of a greater demand for charity. CEO Mark Pearce again.
We did some research which showed that just under 50% of volunteer-involving organisations are actually seeing an increase in the demand for volunteers, but the volunteer numbers are lower. And in fact, of that cohort, just a bit over 70% of volunteer-involving organisations are suggesting that they really aren't confident about returning to pre-COVID levels within the next 6 months.
Other research has found there are many benefits to volunteering. The Migrant and Refugee Settlement Agency, AIMS Australia, has found that 78% of their volunteers say the work is good for their physical and mental health. And 90% say the work increases their self-worth. Enjoying the work is exactly why St Vincent de Paul Society volunteer Tony Cranny has been doing it for the past 35 years.
I'm president of the whole of Sydney for our membership team, and I'd just like to thank all involved during that tough 12 months we've had. And I find it very rewarding. I actually don't need any thanks or attention. What we do is because of the love of God and the love of the less fortunate. And I highly recommend anybody that likes to get involved in any sort of volunteering, if you're in a position to give back to the community or deepen your own faith or for whatever reason you may wish to volunteer, and St. Vinny's has given me a wonderful opportunity to do that after all these years. So I'm still in full throttle mode.
Volunteering Australia hopes that more people will consider connecting with their local community by volunteering. Felicity Ogilvie, SBS News.